Wade, you told us back first time we talked to you, you know, it's a daily thing of learning a little more, learning a little more. Where are they at in the learning curve?
Well, we just started the red zone stuff today, and you know, that's we really hadn't worked it much even in OTA, so there's a lot of things that we need to clean up. You know, one of the things and one of our goals this year, the team last year certainly played well overall yardage wise, but I think 22nd in scoring defense. So we, you know, it's really imperative that we improve that area, especially the red zone. Now we didn't do great at the end there; they scored all three times. So you know, that's. But this is the first day for us. We did some good things, got some interceptions down there, but it's. Definitely we need to emphasize that and keep working on that. And our techniques down there are different than the ones out on the field. I think we're catching on the ones out on the field. Our run defense is playing well. Our pass defense out in the field, I think, has come along well, along with our dime stuff. So, you know, now we're working red zone, and later on we'll be working goal line, those kind of things.
Were you concerned and
up front, Coach, with
I'm concerned, you know, the other day. Yeah, the other day we only had six defensive linemen, you know. So, you know, we were down to six practicing. So that's certainly a concern, just the numbers itself. I think we have some talent there. Everybody said and everybody's seen it that Sly's, I think Sly's doing real well. Vance Walker is also doing real well, you know, so that's those are – besides, and actually, Derek Wolfe is really doing well. You know, I think, you know, that front right there is really strong as far as, and it really helped us against the run. So, but we got to keep improving, and hopefully we'll have more people out there.
Up front, how's Kenny Ananicki coming off?
Who's that?
Kenny Ananicki coming off.
Good. You know, I think the real key with Kenny was when you got the pads on, because he was under basically undersized. He's gained some weight. He's got a lot of strength. He plays with. He's not getting knocked off the line of scrimmage. So that, you know, that was to see him with pads on, because he did. He really did well without pads. So to see him with pads and not getting, you know, blown out of there or knocked back, and being able to do some of the things he did without pads is encouraging. Now he's still got a ways to go, but he's done a good job so far, and I think he's picked it up since we've gotten pads on.
You take over a defense. Returning Pro Bowlers, and you look at that secondary. What are your impressions of the secondary now that they've been in pads?
They're real smart. They're very competitive. I think those two things, besides the ability they have, has made them as good as they are. We still, you know, you can have 10 Pro Bowlers coming back. You've got to all know what you're doing, communicate well. That's what we're in the process of doing. But I obviously really like those guys. But I think our backup guys, we've got some guys there that are good football players or can be really good football players.
You see the ability for them to play a lot of man, which you generally have liked to do. It allows you to do other.
Yeah, we played a lot of man in places where we had man corners, you know. We're going to be a pressure defense now. If it's pressure out of zone and zone blitzes, or it's pressure out of man and man blitzes, you know, that's what you try to decide. Now, it looks like we can have a combination of it. You know, you'd like to – these guys are, I think, pretty sharp. And so, you know, some teams can't go from, you know, a lot of man to zone or zone to man, because they the concepts they lose. And it takes a lot of work and ability. But I'm hoping, and it looks like we'll be able to do both well.
When Brandon and Danny are on the field together, how can you notice the communication impact?
Yeah, two guys that have been not only communication with Trevation and Marshall is their ability. I mean, both guys have led the team in tackles when they played. So to get them back certainly will help us. Although our backup group is probably the best I've ever had. So, and I think a lot of those guys can play and have played well in practice.
Coach,